بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. In tonight's Tarawih we heard the second last rakat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed you from the wombs of your mother. Allah removed you from the wombs of your mothers in such a condition that you did not know anything. When you came into this world, you had no knowledge. You didn't have any intelligence whatsoever. You didn't know what this world was all about. لا تعلمون شيئا. Allah says, you do not know anything. وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة. It was Allah who made for you the faculty of hearing. Allah gave you ears. والأبصار, Allah gave you eyes. والأفئدة, Allah gave you hearts and minds. لعلكم تشكرون. So that you may show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using these faculties in a manner which is in accordance to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no person came into this world except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him these powers of hearing, seeing, understanding, comprehending. When man came into this world as a little baby, he knew nothing. Allah gave him the intelligence. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed him. Allah guided him. Allah inspired him. And Allah says, I gave you all these things. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some alim have written to Hazrat Thani wa rahmatullah in a letter mentioning all his problems, difficulties, hardships. He was bare to Hazrat Thani wa rahmatullah. In the entire letter he says, I had written all my sufferings. I sent this letter to Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayh. He replied that it is sad to hear that this is your condition, etc. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove your difficulty. But then he says, he wrote one sentence that changed my entire thinking. Changed my entire mindset. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah wrote in the letter that where you mentioned all your difficulties and your sorrows and your grief, no way you mention the numerous bounties that you are enjoying even in this hardship. Not one good thing you mention, not one ni'mat which Allah has blessed you, that even in this difficult time of your life, whatever difficulties you are going through, there are still so many bounties that you are still enjoying. How come you forgot all those things? And therefore in tonight's Tarawih twice we heard, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and enumerate every bounty that Allah has given you, please write, take a paper, and you start writing that Allah has given me this bounty, that bounty, you can carry on writing, but you will never be able to gather all the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make shukr all the time. So as Thani rahmatullah mentions, at first you must have ihsas of shukr. You must realize what is shukr and that I have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all these bounties I am enjoying, I don't even deserve these bounties. None of us can put up a case against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'adallah, that I deserve this particular bounty. And I have earned this bounty. None of us. Every single bounty that you and I enjoy, every single one of them, is been bestowed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand that I have to make shukr from the deep recesses of our hearts, that, oh Allah, this bounty that you have given me, I don't even deserve this. And you are blessing me with such a great bounty. Second, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Express your gratitude by means of your tongue. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in would sit in their courtyards just waiting for someone to pass by. They'll make salam alaikum, alaikum salam. Then they will say, Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Just to praise Allah and the bounties that Sahabi is enjoying. So first we must have ihsas of the shukr, that we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't deserve these bounties, and Allah is giving me so much. Then say it, express it by means of your tongue, Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Then the third one is most important, that we have to carry out our lives in accordance to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the real shukr. In other words, if Allah has given us this pair of eyes, then with these pair of eyes, I must not see haram. I must not indulge in looking at any haram with these eyes. If I am looking at haram with these eyes, then I am not making shukr for the sight that Allah has given me. Similarly with the ears, if I'm listening to haram, then I'm not appreciating this faculty of hearing that Allah has given me. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali should always give the example. If somebody gives you a beautiful mink shawl as a gift, now you take it home and you put it outside as on the door, as a doormat. And after some time, this person comes, he sees a beautiful mink shawl, people are wiping their shoes on it. Will he get happy or angry? Allah has given us these faculties that we are using for every other reason, other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So there is not shukr. Shukr means whatever ni'mat Allah has given, whether it's wealth, whether it's intelligence, whether it's the limbs that we have, use it how Allah ta'ala wants us to use it. And then the fourth thing, as the Thani Ramadan mentioned, sometimes, of course, all bounties are given to us from Allah. He is the musabbibul asbab. He is the creator of all means. And He is the one who gives the bounties. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes gives us the bounty via another person. For example, your uncle or your father gives you some money, or gives you a car. So you must show gratitude to that particular person. You may send him Jazakallah khairan at the least. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance. It is mentioned in hadith, Man lam yashkuri nas, lam yashkuri Allah. That person who has not thanked people for any bounty that he is enjoying from that, a gift that person has given him, if he doesn't thank the person for any favor, then in reality he has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned in today's, in the verses that we read today, وَإِذْ أَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. We have heard this many, many times. Inshallah, we should try and learn this few words. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah takes an oath. And with great, great emphasis in the Arabic language, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, O man, if you show gratitude to me, I promise you, I will give you an increase in that bounty. So whenever we want more from Allah, make shukr, Ya Allah, you have given me so much. I'm making shukr to you. Allah promises that He will give us an increase in the bounty. And in tonight's Taraweeh, we heard so many verses, all indicating on the proofs of the qudrat of Allah, the greatness of Allah. Allah spoke about, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ. Have they not seen the birds in mid-air? مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. It is only Allah who is holding the bird from falling down. Any object you put up, it'll fall down, force of gravity. But the bird, in one verse, Allah says it opens its wings and it closes its wings. So when it closes its wings, according to science, it should fall down. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ in Surah Mulk. Allah, out of His rahmat, His mercy, Allah is holding the bird suspended in the air. This is Allah's power. Allah spoke to, about, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٍ. Allah said, look at the cattle, look at the cow. There is a lesson for all of us. نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِشَارِبِينَ. Allah says, Allah gives us milk to drink. Pure milk. Untainted. Where's the milk coming from? Allah says, look at the cow. min baini farthin wadam, between the dung of the cow and between the blood of the cow, in between is the milk that is produced by the cow. The cow eats, feeds on the grass or whatever it eats. And then this is the machinery that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the stomach of this cow. There are three layers. One is blood. The second is absolutely pure milk. And the third is the dung. You won't find the dung in the milk. Neither you will find the blood coming into the milk. And Allah says, sa'ighal lisharibin. So delicious and so tasty for those who are going to drink. Like this, Allah even spoke about the bee. وَأُوحَى رُبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْرِ. How Allah inspired the bee to build its hive and the chambers, hexagon shaped, absolutely brilliantly and well skilled, well planned. The bee is told, now you go to the flowers and trees and wherever, sometimes it goes very far, gets its pollen, it comes back to the hive and then it makes the honey. Honey which is shifa for man. There are so many benefits of honey, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this bee which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, a very tiny little insect. But look how Allah inspires, how Allah guides this bee even to build its home. And how this bee then produces nectar and honey for us. So like this, if you ponder over the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things should take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it should make us make more shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His ni'mas. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.